Well, I think there are two things to note there. And the first thing is that it is a welcome development that the Friends of Zimbabwe group has embraced the multilateral pool of funds that are in place, in particular the multi-donor trust fund, which will be coordinated by the African Development Bank and with technical support from the World Bank, and also other donor pool of funds that are in place. So that is a very positive outcome. And secondly, I think it is important to appreciate the fact that the full transformation and reconstruction agenda is not going to be possible to happen without fully engaging channels through the inclusive government. We cannot rebuild the health sector, we cannot rebuild the education sector, we cannot rebuild most of these critical areas without engaging the government processes that are in place.
So what needs to happen in order for the key donors to be able to distribute funds via the government of Zimbabwe?
What needs to happen now is a dialogue between these funders and the inclusive government to say, what do we want in place in terms of accountability, in terms of transparency, so that engagement can take place.